forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat.
And yeah, fucking Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Now you've heard it all.
I know. What is going on? Here's what just happened. First of all, we've been here for 6 hours.
I feel psycho already.
I know.
And I want to clarify, in a bad way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There were two things that happened this morning that were so fucking funny that you guys missed, and you'll never get those years back.
Wait.
One, what? I was thinking about how, like, sometimes when I'm fucking and I'm not feeling turned on, I'll think in my head, like, yeah, like, you're getting fucked.
I know. Well, is it because we were saying that sometimes, like, to get into sex, you have to, like, really focus on the fact that you're having sex.
You have to remember that a dick's in you.
Yeah, you have to, like, really think about it. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, it's like, this is what we wanted. Like, this is what we've been working towards.
Oh my god.
And then
finally, there's a dick in me. That's the.
It's like, just enjoy this for one single second.
I know.
You can, you stupid slut.
Stupid bitch. And then the other thing I said was, I was like, oh, my finger hurts.
And I said, and you said, why does my finger hurt?
Why does my finger hurt? And then Pat had this great response.
From fingering yourself,
and then he moaned in a way that was superhuman or even subhuman.
Okay, cool. Well, the science will decide.
No offense.
Okay, well, I have to. I know
you're gonna talk about your tonsils.
Stop.
Well, I'm ready. I've accepted you. This today's the day that I know Pat is actually sick. I know.
I've been so sick, sicker than a dog.
A dog, even.
Yes.
Why are dogs thought of as sick?
I've never seen
okay,
a sick dog.
Okay. Punny. Sort of. I'm starting a podcast where I sort of deconstruct idioms. Okay.
They don't look a gift horse in the mouth. What does that mean?
Yeah, and why?
No, my tonsils exploded on Monday. My tonsils exploded on Monday, coldest day of the year, coldest day of history. My tonsils exploded.
Do you or do you not want to hear my tonsil story?
You earlier told me I didn't.
Right, but now it's sort of entertainment.
Okay, cool.
Go private moments in public. Kind of about my tonsils, no, I'm making about my tonsils.
Okay, let's do it. Your tonsils. My tonsils are kind of like relevant. They're in the moment. It's
right.
Like, well, I speak for the whole podcast.
Sure. So your tonsils are rolling, and
that was hard.
Anything else you have to say about
and
that?
They're like slowly getting better.
Okay, awesome. And there's been a dick near them, and that you were stressed because of that?
Every time I suck a dick, I have a 25% chance of my tonsils exploding. But I have to try to live my life.
Your tonsils exploding because they're so big.
No, because they're big, they get big. I think that have a really low immune system from
they get,
kind of years
they
of
get
not
rock
sleeping.
Hard. Your tonsils get turned on.
No, my tonsils like get like when a foreign object is rammed against my tonsils, that makes them freak out.
I'm sorry.
And that's like, I'm the only person that happens to.
I understand. Here's what happened to me, okay? I'm 16 years old. My doctor's like, tonsils got to come out. I'm like, aren't I a little old for this, doc?
Yeah, okay, you fucked.
He sticks a popsicle stick down my throat and was like, yeah. No. Anyways, whatever. So I get them taken out. It's very painful. 9 days later, I'm like finally about to be on the mend. I haven't eaten anything. I looked incredible. Let me tell you, the main thing, I looked amazing during this period. I'm like, finally, they're about to heal. I wake up one morning. My parents are at work. I'm in high school. It's summer, whatever. Who cares? And I lean over the sink to sort of like, wake up. I'm like sort of like brushing my hands. I'm like, I feel like something's in my throat. So like I reach my hand back there and there's like this little like thread or something. When I do this, it was as if I was in The Exorcist, blood comes spewing out of my mouth like projectile hitting the bathroom mirror. Blood is everywhere. I'm like, I can't talk because there's so much blood gurgling in my throat.
Oh,
something
my
had
God.
Ruptured. I couldn't speak because there was so much blood pouring. I'm like crawling on my floor. I'm like, this is it. This is the end. I start swallowing the blood. So like, I didn't know where else to put it. You know, so I'm like, swallowing blood. So I call my mom. I'm like, she's like, oh my God, call the hospital. I call 911. They're like, oh my God. Start drinking ice water. So like, I run out. There's like blood. I run upstairs. I start chugging ice water to make the bleeding stop. Finally, that makes the bleeding stop. My mom rushes home to take me to the hospital. But because I'd swallowed so much blood in her car, minivan, it was a Nissan Quest.
I don't see that for your mom.
I know. Well, now she has an Audi.
Yeah, that's
now
what
she's
I see.
Chic. Now she's
that's
chic.
That's how I see your mom.
This is sort of pre
that. She had a glow up.
Yes, mom.
Addicted.
Wow, she's driving me to the hospital. Because I swallowed so much blood, I was very nauseous. So I started absolutely puking up blood in my mom's car into a venti Starbucks cup. And the cup's overflowing. My mom turns to me. She's like, doesn't know what to say. She's like, I'm in a buy you so many dresses. That's what she said. Which is the best thing she could have said.
And that's how Catherine got her first
dress. And then I had to go back under, and that was my story.
Wow.
Cool. And then, yeah, that's my tonsil story.
That's cool. I used to get tonsil abscesses in college, and they were like, you should take these out because you can die from a tonsil abscess because you could suffocate. But
did your mom buy you a dress?
My mom didn't buy me a dress. It was very problematic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How are you otherwise emotionally, like, sans taunts?
Tired. I didn't get quite enough sleep last night.
Can you share why?
Yeah, I was at a person's home.
I'm obsessed.
I know.
Should I not say anything else?
I don't know. See, that's like...
No, literally no one knows what... I know.
Lately, it's like, what do you
There's
say
There's no fucking
on this
rules in this town. It's like, no one... Everyone's listening. No one's listening. Everyone's a comedian. No one's funny.
Truly words to live by. In New York City, everyone is a comedian. Nobody is funny. And that you can put on my tombstone.
I feel like we haven't done... I know. But we haven't done an episode in a really long time.
And that's what...
Is that true or
that's
false?
What we had to talk about.
Where have I been? Wait, was
where
I away?
Have you been? You were in Chicago.
Oh, that's where I was.
And that was hard for both of us and both of our families.
Okay. But you know what's easy for me and my whole family?
Our guest.
Having an amazing guest who's charming as fuck and an absolute delight.
Should we bring him in? Why don't we bring him into the mix?
You know him. You love him. Open your damn ears.
for once.
For once. For Cole Escola.
Hi.
Hey,
welcome.
Wow.
I'm concerned.
Oh, which part?
Well, you both have stories that you're not sharing.
I know.
And so I'm worried, did I come on this podcast too late? Like, are you now so big that it's like,
so big.
You have parts of your lives you can't talk about.
It's not the bigness. It's about people who are listening.
Yeah. It's about respecting.
It's about respect.
The other people in the story.
And exactly.
Now you bring that up. This podcast is about respect. First and foremost. It's a podcast about respect. It's our only log line.
Okay.
Actually, on iTunes, if you look, it just says this podcast is about respect.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's hard. It's just because right now we have a big backlog. We're addicted to talking about our backlog. But
it's like, this is going to come out in
You never know what you want out there in 6 weeks.
The name
you know
of the November Weekend song.
So if something's new, if something's old, you just don't know what you... We both have been in places kind of like every single week since the summer where we've been hysterically crying, panic texting the producers, asking them to edit things out like the night before an episode.
The
comes
best thing about this morning was that Meg, a producer, texted us this morning saying and starts it off with, "Hey, hope everyone's okay today."
Wow.
Because she knows that's where we are.
Yeah.
I have had a really rough week.
You're going through a breakup.
I'm going through,
I don't think the breakup you're thinking of.
No, okay.
So she's been through a breakup.
I'm going through a long-term breakup, which is still sort of happening. So I am.
Of course.
That's sort of happening.
But this short-term breakup is part of the long-term breakup.
Yeah. So I've been seeing someone and then there was some drama with him but I think we're on good terms now.
Okay. But it's all a part of the long-term breakup. You have to see that.
In a way.
Just kidding.
Out of whatever you say, I'm like, sure.
I don't know if that is part of the long term.
No, I feel like my long term breakup was so amicable and he's such a lovely person. And I feel like we're just like on good terms and it's like good for both of us.
I don't. Totally.
Do you disagree?
No, I do. If I'm weird, it's because of my tonsils.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? The second my tonsils start feeling even a little bit better, just ram a foreign object against them for like an hour, like a stupid slut. And now I'm like, I'm going to be bedridden for like another week.
Why haven't you had them out?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I should have gotten them out when I was like 20 because the doctor, this was their pitch. They were like, you probably should get your tonsils out. But like, they were like, at this point as a 20-year-old, because the older you are.
Your lost cause.
Yeah.
You could.
They're like, there's no time.
The older you are what?
The more it hurts. Because like everything's more like rigid and the longer it hurts for us. So they're like, if we did take your tonsils out now, it would for 3 weeks feel like every time you swallowed, you were swallowing razor blades.
Hmm. That's how it was.
And I was like, I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't. Do you have your tonsils?
I do. Sorry. I have them. They're fine.
Yeah, that's great. That's
I did have my adenoids taken out.
Oh, that's now, sort of like alt. Yeah. The
it's
alt
very
tonsil.
Alt.
Okay, now we're getting very medical.
You are an alt comic. You are an alt comic.
Well, because I'm a mouth breather.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Is that hard?
For other people.
Why? Because it's loud? I actually never knew.
I think it just looks so dumb.
Let's see it.
Oh yeah, yeah, that is how you are.
That does look great.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah,
That is your luck.
But, subscribe for pics,
like and follow
on our Patreon. We will have 1 hour of Cole mouth breathing into the mic.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
Wait, how are you?
Yeah,
I'm fine. Yeah.
Any stories? I mean, like, so, like, no. Like, so you didn't never. Come in here with your guts spilling out of your mouth like we did today.
Well, you know what? This is actually traumatic. A man pushed me yesterday.
What? Are you serious?
Onto the ground.
Because you're gay?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah.
Where?
A man pushed you because you're gay?
I was sitting on the train. It was the A uptown. Okay. I was going to an audition. A queer train. And
actually, that's a straight train.
Is it?
The J is queer.
Is it? I haven't been on the J in so long. See, when I moved to New York, the J was very straight.
Yeah, I think the ACE straight.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3
is a woman. And you are
1, 2, 3 is the sexiest train. It's like red.
I know. 1, 2, 3 is Sex in the City. It's
NQR is sort of like queer but annoying.
Yeah.
Like queer but never like
but just out. Just out.
Like really nice Fire Island house. NQR.
Yeah. And then this is so fun.
This is people are gonna like, go.
What's
nuts.
The L?
The L is like
straight.
The L is like straight. 23-year-old. Out of NYU. Like kind of says they would hook up with a guy, but like never has and absolutely never will.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what
the I L. dated it. I dated an L.
What about the 456?
The 456?
A straight dad.
An old. Yeah.
Straight dad.
Exactly.
Yeah. An old.
And then, are there any others?
That's it. There's a G.
BDFM.
The 7.
The 7 is a woman.
The 7 is a woman. The 7 is the it's 7 is M&M. A kooky. She's like, what do you guys need? No. I can get it. I'll get some food. What are you hungry? I just pop over to Queens.
What about place. The BDFM?
See, people think train humor is
BDFM.
If it went done right, it's fucking right.
The BDFM.
See, that they're like a dog. They're like non-human to me.
I don't know. That doesn't seem right.
Okay, wow, I'm BDFM leaving. I've been so supportive.
I don't know. Meg?
Tweet us
if you know what the BDFM is.
Tweet us at BDFM. Hashtag
LMNOP
train for your chance.
Hashtag urgent care.
So you're telling a serious story and we absolutely ruined it.
No. That's
wait,
it's
oh my god, right? You were pushed down for being gay.
Yeah. I was sitting next to this guy and then just out of nowhere he elbowed me and like pushed me onto the ground.
That's
he
insane.
Was like 6'7", you know, huge.
What were you wearing?
Oh, like, wow.
No.
Oh, my God.
You think that's what it's about?
No, okay. I'm saying, because how did you think
what should I have been wearing?
Asking for it, Cole. Yeah.
No, because do you think... Were you acting gay?
I actually did think about that, because I was like, oh, my legs were crossed and my hands were crossed over each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Cool. Wait, was it a crowded train? What happened?
Yeah, everyone... There was lots of people there.
Was anyone like... Don't push him down because he's gay.
No one said anything.
What'd you say?
I just like got up and then sat back down because I was like,
oh my god, this
happened?
Is awful.
Yeah, and I was on my way to an audition where I had to play like
straight.
A gay best friend of a straight guy.
Oh,
what?
No, I've heard
it. Oh my god,
that's psycho.
I'm so sorry. That's insane.
Yeah, it was insane.
Wednesday. This reminded me. Wait, so are you okay emotionally?
Probably.
Were you shaken?
Oh yeah, I was like shaking, crying.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Then I had to go to
sobbing.
Fucking the ABC building. I was like, I should cancel this audition, but I'm not coming back to 67th Street another day.
Well, now's the perfect time to tell you. You got the part.
Oh my god. Wow.
That was a plant.
That guy was a plant. You were like, he needs to be raw.
I thought this
would
be a good story.
Yeah, me and Catherine knew about the audition.
Yeah.
We wanted you to go into audition being really raw.
Yeah.
So we actually hired this guy.
Wow.
Hire this guy.
Hire this guy.
Let's rattle him. Give him a scare.
Give him a fright.
I had to go to New Jersey.
Gave you a fright? The Parent Trap movie?
Yeah, you guys remember? I was thinking Arrested Development. Let's give him a scare.
Oh.
I wasn't thinking either.
Whatever works for your family.
Yeah.
So what was in your
I had to go to the first day I was able to talk. supposed to, and this is the last time
I was the day after he couldn't talk. Mm-hmm.
This is after he couldn't talk, yeah.
There's one day.
Okay, but that's because I went straight to urgent care and got on steroids.
Obsessed.
And I'm actually freaking out because the person I'm dating's family, many members of their family, their face got fat from the steroids that I'm on.
Okay.
Okay.
So when
their faces got fat from the steroids that you are taking.
Permanently fat?
The person thinks that if you just take it short term, that your face won't get fat from it. But many people in their family took it long term.
I studied this in college, and that's...
Their faces got
face fat.
That's true.
Okay.
So anyway, so I'm on this steroid, and I have to go to New Jersey to shoot at Walmart, a Walmart digital content in which I am in a gay couple that goes on their first date at Walmart and falls in love there. And
how'd it go?
Wildly, I don't want to say.
Do you memorize your lines?
I memorized my lines, but then it was like a lot of improv. It was I get in the van to go in front of Ace Hotel, kind of our stomping grounds.
I love how like I'm like dying for a job, and then when someone's like, okay, they'll meet at the van tomorrow morning, I'm like, I would pay upwards of $600 to not go into this van right now.
I get in the van, the guy's like, we were in UCB 201 together 6 years ago.
Yeah,
straight.
You were.
I was only gay on set for sure, except one guy. I wasn't sure if they were gay, but then something he said,
then when
he
put
he was straight.
My dick in his mouth, I thought maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe this could be. Anyways.
That sounds really hard, actually.
Is that the
much
story?
Harder than my day.
Yeah, that was just
the story. Oh, that was just the whole story. That you were in a van.
That I was.
No.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad.
He had to go to a van.
I understand.
I had to go to a van, and then I had to be gay at Walmart.
Okay, okay.
In New Jersey.
Okay.
I left my notebook there.
Oh, wait, no, you didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to kind of.
You were suffering from a chronic illness.
I know.
And you need help.
And I need treatment.
And that's what we're here for. We're here to give treatment. That's what we've been doing for months now.
Yeah, we're here to give urgent care. That's what we've been doing since summer 2018. And so that's what we're
going to do. No, cool. That was yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Fuck.
So, wait, yeah. I'm sorry.
It sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We look amazing today.
Thank you. I bought this recently.
It's all right, so we have to talk about you're wearing a fleece.
No, I just want everyone to picture.
Okay, but should we
say what it is?
Should we paint them a picture with our words? That's kind of wordsmith.
Let's all make it. Let's all say one word that reminds us of it, but without the word.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Stop. No.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my word.
That's your word.
Okay. Mine is Raven.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
Mine's two words.
Okay.
Scary Spice.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. So I think okay was probably the best hint.
You think?
Okay.
Okay, Raven.
Yeah.
He's wearing a...
Okay, Raven, Scary Spice.
He's wearing a cheetah skin.
It's leopard.
Cheetah skin. Girls, cheetah sisters.
Please zip up.
Thank you.
Did you see Cheetah Girls?
No. No. I haven't seen anything since...
This was like a 2006, like...
Yeah, Disney I stopped Channel in movie. 2005, I think,
oh,
watching...
Cool. Disney Channel.
Anything.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Wow. For a second, you turn to me and I go, is he wearing shorts? It's winter.
Winter. I'm not. They're just...
This town will do that
pale.
To you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing things again. Let me ask you this. I think it might be time.
Yeah, let's like really just get into it for once in our whole fucking
cool.
lives.
Yeah.
Really quick question. Who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
I was a baby.
Wow. Was that hard?
Talk more.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's okay.
Is that okay?
Your past.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Was it traumatic?
No. I was trailer trash. Now I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, we know.
You have a beautiful apartment.
Thank you.
We were just talking about that right now. You were in the middle of telling me you hired someone to
paint.
But you did everything else yourself?
I was kind of, yeah. I was a lot, most people, everyone before me had painted their own apartments. And I thought. I think
Wait,
there's a way
mean
around
everyone
this.
Everyone before you had painted their own apartment.
No one had ever thought to pay someone
right.
else.
Right.
To paint.
How'd you pick the colors? And
Well, I'm colorblind, so I asked.
Is that true?
Yeah. I don't see black and white. I just have a hard time telling colors apart.
Yeah, that's my dad and my brother. That's my dad and my brother.
Oh, my God.
You're his dad.
It's
and
hard
brother.
To play board games with them because you always have to tell them what color everything is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like. Hard
puzzles for
it's
me.
Hard, it's hard. So what I'm saying is, it's hard on the family. It's a family.
Yeah.
It's a family disease.
It's a family disease. I like this ballet dancer the other day invited me over to do a puzzle, and
okay,
I said,
incredible
"Can you
sentence.
Go into that?"
I said, "I can't. I'm colorblind." And
is that
then,
real?
Yeah.
A ballet dancer invited you to do a puzzle and you couldn't do it because you...
Because I'm colorblind.
Did you want to do it?
Of course. Of course I did.
A puzzle with a ballet dancer?
Yeah.
And is this ballet dancer a romantic interest?
Was. Yeah. Sort of still is. Everyone is.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
They asked
you... Is he the one you showed me the picture? Could be.
Maybe. No, that's the one that I flew to Ohio.
You flew someone to Ohio?
No, I flew to Ohio.
Oh, cool. I thought you were in Ohio for a job.
You're
like,
come to Ohio. Most romantic place in America.
No.
You're getting on my private jet right now.
Yeah.
You're going to land in black, a black G-string and a lace bra.
Yeah.
Did you suggest a different activity besides puzzle? Something like you can do? Like,
No. I couldn't think on my feet. He was like, want to come over and do a puzzle? And I was like, I can't. I'm colorblind. And then hoping he would be like, well, we can...
do something else.
Yeah, but then it ended there.
He was like, I'm sorry.
Interesting. Like, sounds like you're both playing hard to get.
I think over it.
I think I know what's going on.
If he was over it, he wouldn't have reached out to do a puzzle.
What I didn't tell you is that I had originally reached out and been like, hi.
Looking to do a puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but he wouldn't have invited you over.
That's true. Thank you. I needed to hear
that. Easy breezy.
Today.
Easy breezy.
Psycho to do a puzzle in 2019.
No, it's like so indie.
Oh, it's back.
It's so rom-com.
Oh, it's back.
Can I bring up something?
Yeah.
Puzz 3D. We're building up. Do you remember Puzz 3D?
No.
Puzz 3D puzzles.
Yeah.
Where you would buy, like, the Tower of London.
Yeah, or like the White House. You'd be like, Puzz 3D, we're building up.
I think I'm a lot younger.
Yeah, oh, you are.
I got it every year for Christmas and I cried because it was so fucking hard.
Sorry, guys, I just don't remember it.
What was the worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Thank you for asking.
Calligraphy set.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I'm obsessed with my own handwriting.
I cried.
It's so good.
I wanted a computer.
Yeah.
And I got a calligraphy set.
How old were you?
I don't know, maybe 11?
Wow.
I forget if I've told this story on the pod, but when I was young, when me and my older brother were young, we're 1 year apart, our parents would always try to get us kind of like the same thing, but different versions
of it.
To keep it equal.
Yeah.
So
typically
we'd both get like a remote control car, but like mine would be red, his would be blue.
Yeah.
Were you red?
Okay. I was red. Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
Red was my favorite color. And I remember choosing that and being like, that was so empowering. No, everyone was like blue and green. And it's like,
I've always been blue, and it's so bold when someone's red.
Me too.
When someone's red,
I'm a blue gal.
It's like, yeah, but it's like,
okay.
I remember the moment I chose my favorite color red. It was the most empowering moment of my life.
Wow.
But so 1 year, so Power Rangers, huge part of culture.
Yeah.
My favorite, obviously, was Jason the Red Ranger, both hotness-wise and color-wise.
Yeah.
And my brother loved Tommy. And then, like, Tommy the Green Ranger came back as a White Ranger 1 year. And do you remember this? Were you Power Rangers kids?
No.
Okay,
whatever. Think?
So, essentially, Tommy was, like, kind of cool, but his main thing was he was constantly losing his powers for, like, no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, like, left for a couple years and then came back as the White Ranger. And he had this sword that had a tiger at the end of it. It was the White Tiger Ranger, and the sword was named Saba, and it actually talked to you. So they made a replica of this sword, and it was literally all me or my brother wanted for Christmas that year. Like, it was the only thing we wrote on the list. And, like, we just both wanted that. Like, I wasn't a White Ranger person, but that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then we got to, like, it was a Christmas morning. We were opening our presents, and there was, like, truly one, like, sword-shaped box, like, at the tree for both of us.
And whose name was on it?
It was, no, there was, like, one for each.
So, oh,
like,
okay,
so, like, okay, great. So Terrence opens his. It's, like, the fucking White Power Rangers sword. I'm like, oh my god, we got them. I open mine.
No.
Jafar's golden cobra staff. Jafar's golden cobra staff. And that was a phrase in my family for a long time. Whenever someone got like the short end of the stick, we'd be like, you got Jaff staffed.
Jaff staff.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Did you perform liking it?
Not in the moment, but I did always kind of like villains and stuff. So I did, like, we would like be like fighting, and I would like have my
favorite color red. You like color?
Yeah. I'd be like trying to like hypnotize people. I'd be like, no, you have to act hypnotized.
Oh my god!
I'd be like holding it in people's eyes. I'd be like, you have to do as I say.
Oh my god! I love that.
Yeah.
I remember just like smash me with the sword.
A staff.
It was like, that's why I'm gay.
That is literally the only reason.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I think to think that is like just too different. Like, it's like you could have just given us both the sword.
Yes,
you
know
what I mean? Someone doesn't have to get the golden cobra staff.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, so Jaff staffed.
Yeah, I got Jaff staffed.
Oh, I love that. What about you?
When I was like 5, I asked for a Barbie.
Yeah.
And I got a bike.
Okay, which is the opposite of a Barbie.
The opposite of a Barbie. So not only did I never touch it, but I don't know how to ride a bike because I refuse to touch a bike.
It's really easy in some ways.
I don't think so.
You're actually right. I actually can't really ride a bike either.
I can picture that on you.
I know. People are always like, I can never picture you driving. And the truth is that they're right.
You've driven me, though.
I've driven. Like, I can drive legally, but that's a huge flaw in the legal system. I shouldn't be able to drive.
That's the biggest thing that's wrong with our country right now, is that
I'm
allowed to
currently lobbying. Yeah. Like, I shouldn't be able to drive. Take this right away from me.
I actually am an amazing bike rider and driver.
I can see that.
Thank you guys. I needed that today. I've been sort of woo.
See, what's hard is when you get to Brooklyn and it's like these bikes, they've got minds of their own. And they're never the right height. Like, I think my legs are not a
bike. They're so thin. They're so impossibly thin.
You feel enormous on
them. I know, honey, please.
Yeah, it's like, what, did I take too much prednisone on today? Is my face fucking enormous right now?
But when I went to get my bike, I got a bike at Zen Bikes in Chelsea, and I had a lovely experience just sort of plugging that for anyone. It was stolen years later, so if you want your bike to be good and then get stolen, go to Zen Bikes.
Mm-hmm. Totally. The kids I nanny, their scooters got stolen from outside the front of the school. Huge crime. It was essentially an episode of Big Little Lies, for sure.
Totally. So you're a kid. You say, I'm not going to ride a bike.
I say, I'm not touching that bike. I went into shock, and I just got quiet.
Wow.
And my brother took the bike, and then it was his from then on.
Were you shy growing up?
Yeah.
Were you always a ham?
I would say half and half.
Really?
No, I was really annoying as a kid.
Cool.
You know.
What flavor?
Gay. Just gay. Just
were you
like,
gay from jump?
From jump.
You wanted Barb.
I wanted Barbies. I wore my mom's wedding dress to bed.
Cool.
Oh my God.
To bed.
So
to bed.
Haunted.
Yeah.
truly a horror film.
Yeah. Like, imagine waking up to like a 4-year-old boy in like a grown woman's wedding gown, like at the side of your bed, like, Mommy, I'm hungry.
Oh my God, that's so good.
I loved Barbies, but I never like, I think I just had like, I always was scared of like rules, and I would love like my cousin, like every time I went to my cousin's house, I'd be like, all right, let's go to the Barbies, and I would set up the same elaborate dramatic wedding scene where like the Jasmine Barbie was getting married to this like Ken Barbie, but like
Jasmine was my first Barbie.
Oh my God.
My grandma got it for me.
Oh, are you close to your grandma?
I was when she was alive. Okay. Thanks, Kat.
Yeah, fuck you. Hey, by the way, fuck you. She was good to you.
She was good.
I love that.
She's a great gal.
You were gay from the get-go.
Gay from the get-go.
In high school, you openly...
I came out when I was 17.
Amazing.
But I moved to a different high school
to be gay.
Basically.
To accommodate that.
I didn't know it at the time. I was like, I just want to be, like, I want to go to this bigger school and they have drama classes and my school doesn't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it was so I could be like, I'm gay.
Yeah. Were you always into drama?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you watch all those movies.
Watched a lot of movies, and I just love the theater.
Oh, who doesn't?
I love the theater.
I love the
electricity in the room.
I hate the theater so much.
Pat, you haven't seen the right play. I'm going to take you to see Noises Off. I don't know. What's playing right now?
The production of Noises Off.
I've never seen a good play in my entire life. Isn't that sad? I like Sound of Music.
Yeah,
kind of. But then also, it's really boring. My thing with every play is like, it's cool for like one single second, and then it's like, oh my God, I'm so bored, I'm actually calling.
I was even at a comedy show. And I was like,
comedy shows too are boring. I don't like comedy either.
It's impossible to watch them.
If this isn't more interesting than my phone, like,
I know,
I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
I know.
One of the only things in this world that isn't boring is Grey's Anatomy. Crazy to say, but even that's been getting boring.
I could get bored of that.
Even that's been getting boring to me lately. It feels like I could feel them writing it in this way that's really. I feel like I'm in their head too much.
Do you think Hillary Clinton actually watches it? Remember when she said it was her favorite show?
No, I didn't remember that. Wow.
It was like when Barack Obama was like, my favorite show's The Wire. And everyone was like, that's so hot and cool. And then Hillary was like, I love Grey's. And everyone was like, okay.
That's like mom. Okay.
No, I actually love that. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I don't really like comedy either.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard. Like, I can't watch something without looking at my phone every 50 seconds.
Me too.
Even if the show's great, I'm like just like sort of like on Instagram. It's like it's very deadly.
Wait, so were you hooking in high school?
I had a boyfriend.
Okay, how'd that happen?
Almost immediately after coming out.
But you're 17, but you're a senior in high school.
Junior.
Okay, junior, you were left back.
No, I was born in November.
What's your Scorpio?
Oh wow, so that's funny because I was born on end of Oct.
Sag.
Oh, I know you're sad. That's why I like.
That's
why I fucking hate you. That's what I like. That's what is that song? Lucky for you, that's what I like.
It's Bruno Mars.
Is it?
Lucky for you, that's what I like.
I sung every note absolutely wrong. Lucky for you, that's what I like.
I only know music from Ubers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the only way I hear things these days.
Okay, that's your show. That's your pilot. You only know music from Uber. Who's that really Uber dude?
Premise-based sitcom.
Uber tunes. Yeah. So what were you saying?
That I'm a Scorpio. Or
My birthday.
I was like really young for my grade. So I was like, I was 16 as a senior. I was trying to make that work.
No, you were not.
For sure.
16 as a senior?
16 as a senior. You weren't. My pilot, shut the fuck up for two.
Prove it.
For two fucking.
Get your phone out.
Show us pictures of you
Show
being 16.
Show us pictures of your 16-year-old
For 2 months of senior, I was 16. And then for my 31st birthday, you ready? My 17th birthday, I could finally, my first day I could drive to school was Halloween of my senior year. And I drove, and then me and my friend, this was how big of nerds we were. Like, we like didn't drink. We all went to the movie theater like directly after school in costumes. I was dressed as Donald Trump because of The Apprentice, and and in costumes, like there's like triggering. A girl. It was like the track boys. Like someone was like dressed up as a Jedi, and then like the girls like were like a French maid, and then we like watched Saw 2 in theaters starring Beverly Mitchell.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, wow. It was amazing.
You know what? You remembered me of in Texas, the age is 16 to drive.
To drive? Wait.
You get your permit at 15.
Yeah, that's... Isn't that everywhere?
No, New York at 17.
You're kidding.
Isn't that psycho?
I'm just now hearing of this.
Yeah, oh my
God.
First time I ever drove, I was 14. I was on the beach in Galveston, Texas. I didn't know. And here's what I didn't know. The car goes without pressing anything.
Does it?
Yeah, kind
I don't of. Know. I don't drive.
You don't drive either?
No.
Wow.
I only drove once on a dare.
Where?
I was with my best friend at a lake.
Who's your best friend?
Her name, this is my high school best friend. Her name is Dakota.
You guys had a falling out?
No. She just lives in Portland now.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been in this town, 70 years?
Yeah, wow.
And but we were at a lake, and I was like, I want ice cream. Can we go get ice cream? And she gave me the keys to her car, and she was like, you go get it. And
no.
I was like,
Dakota? I'm naming my daughter Dakota.
After that moment.
Yeah.
but every Dakota, like.
Dakota, December, January, June.
Yeah. I said in this podcast that I'm going to name my daughter December, June.
December, June?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sembi. June middle name. We call her Sembi.
Sembi?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's what we call her.
That's what we call her, Cole.
Oh.
And also, me and Catherine are going to have a baby together in the labs. I'm not going to fuck her. But I'm
please,
Daddy. And we're going to share that one, and then I'm going to adopt my own on the side, and she's not going to be involved in that one's life.
So is ours Dakota or December, June?
We'll figure it out.
All right.
We'll see what their personality. Let's not name them until
they I want to have two kids and be really nice to one and really mean to the other.
Oh, social experiment.
Ooh, yeah. That's what my plan is.
You just put on a lab coat.
I just put on a lab coat and started jerking off.
Yeah, totally. My kids.
We're cool.
Oh, my
findings.
Kids.
Wait,
Dakota's
like, go drive, bitch.
Yeah.
If you're really a man.
And I was like, okay. And then I got in her car and I just sort of, I was like, I think I can do this. And I drove, I drove to a gas station and I bought ice cream and then I drove back.
I'm very impressed.
Me too.
This was in Portland?
This is in
your town.
Rural Oregon.
What's your town called?
Klatskanai.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that close to Port?
That's the only response to that.
It's like an hour and a half away.
Is it beautiful?
It's pretty, but it's like, it's a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1,500 people.
It's a ball of market.
It's a gorgeous gas station.
So how did you find your way to New York City?
$30.
I followed my high school boyfriend.
Wait.
Go into him. Go into him.
No.
Yes, go Start, into him.
Go into okay, him. Just tear him up.
Okay. His cock. Okay. The way... Okay, circumference, curvature.
Oh my God,
where
so many
you
papers. You have so many papers. So many. When did you first meet him?
I met him outside an underage gay club in Portland, Oregon.
Oh my God, amazing.
But you are so gay. So
are you I didn't get to have
for this?
That.
No,
oh,
I,
you love this I'm story a, so I, much.
Bring out the popcorn.
Oh my God, no.
Sorry, my dick dropped.
Your dick fell off, Cola.
Underage
gay club.
Underage gay club.
Which, like, explain what that is. Sounds like sort of like a play space.
It's it was opened by Brian Singer. No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I love how everyone's shocked, by the way. But anyway, this is coming out 6 weeks from now when he'll be winning an Oscar.
Right, literally.
So it was called The Escape. And you know, Jinx Monsoon actually used to perform there.
I don't care about her.
Okay.
Do you care about her, Catherine?
I have to say, like, so not really.
I know, but yeah. I actually watched
I've only watched two seasons of Drag Race.
I watched the end of the episode two episodes ago, and I liked it.
I love it. I just can't find it. I don't know how to watch it.
I can't watch reality TV.
It's so
anxiety inducing.
I thought you watched some Housewives.
No. Only with other people. Mm. I need other people there to, like,
anchor you.
Anchor me. Because when I watch it, I'm like, oh my God, she's showing up to that party, but no one wants her there. And like, someone tell her, please. Mm-hmm. And I get like, my acid reflux acts up and I'm just like, I'm awake all night. Like, oh my God, is
sleeping
sober
with six
right
pillows?
Now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
That's my whole entire life. I love that.
So you're at this club.
I'm at this underage
dance
gay
space.
Club called The Escape.
So is there like drinks, drugs?
Or like there's like water bottles and like, and music.
It's so cool that something like that exists.
It doesn't anymore. It closed like fairly soon after that.
When Trump won.
It was his first thing.
The Escape.
Yeah. But I met him outside. Mm-hmm. And
smoking?
No, it was like...
Can I tell you in my head what it is?
What?
In my head, he's a cowboy leaning up against The Escape smoking with a cowboy hat and like cowboy boots, and he like, throws. And you like walk out to like get some air.
That's literally a scene from Romy Michelle's High School Reunion.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Okay.
And then you go, what's your name?
You're a great writer, Pat.
This is even better. You go, what's your name? And he goes, whatever you want it to be.
That's exactly what happened.
And you said, okay, Dakota.
Yeah.
What? Bristol Palin's... Bristol Palin's ex-husband's name is Dakota. They're featured in this episode of Teen Mom OG, and he is absolutely going to murder her for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Keep going.
No, that's it.
Okay, then you were...
No. I don't even remember. I think we like started talking about like, oh my God, you like David Sedaris? Like,
yes!
I read him too.
Oh my God.
Come through.
And then I was like... in love like I've never been before and will never be again.
Yes.
You know?
Does he go to your high school? Is he
No. He lived in Portland and I lived like he was a year older.
Perfect.
So
Perfect.
Oh my God. And
I've said before
my
love language. Yeah.
Your love language is a year older.
My love language is being 1 year older than
me. Yeah.
I think he gave me his email, and then we were emailing, and then...
What year is this again?
2004.
Cool. That's one of my favorite years.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like Laguna Beach. It's like the OC. It's
2005 was really good for me.
2005 was fine.
Yeah.
2012 is sad.
2012 is sort of sad.
Okay, whatever. If you are.
That's it. I mean, yeah, we
so
were...
So then he was like, I'm moving to New York, or what?
Well, no, then we were... Then
so that night you guys moved to New York together.
That night he was like, hey, this might sound crazy, but...
I have these tickets to a David Sedaris concert. You're like, I'm in the David Sedaris concert in New York with
me. No, then we... he would drive down every Friday after school, pick me up, and then take me to Portland, an hour and a half away. I would suck his dick on I-5. Yeah.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I wasn't allowed to suck a dick in a car, I don't think.
You know, I was 17.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I don't... Because
your tonsils, or...
Yeah.
No, something about sucking a dick in a car...
Well, it's dangerous. You shouldn't do it.
Okay, cool. Okay.
I've never done it.
You haven't?
You're surprising, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone I'm with, I'm like, can you draw?
Once on Long Island, years ago, met up with this guy in the fucking, like, lot of, like, a marina on from Grindr to hook up. Hooked up, like, in his
picturing
trunk.
I know what you did
Sorry,
last summer.
What's a marina?
It was
sort of I know what you did last summer.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like a boat, like, it's like a, it's like in, like, a harbor.
It's like an old fisherman, like, sort of like. with the body.
The groundskeeper?
With a body in his lamp.
It's literally where fishermen kill people.
Okay.
And so
that's what a marina is.
Fisherman's only job is to kill people in the marina.
No, it's to be wrongly accused of killing people. it's never them. It's never the fishermen.
So you're at the
fisherman,
marina.
The fisherman did kill people. Oh, you mean, okay, whatever. Yeah. So I'm at the marina. I end up hooking up with this guy. This is like such a stupid story. I just end up hooking this up with this guy in the back of his car, mm-hmm. and he was old, and he was like explaining that he wasn't out because his dad was really masculine. I was like, all right, mm-hmm. somebody like my dad like walks around in a pashmina.
Mm-hmm. But, zing.
My dad's my
Ouch.
Mom. That's a pilot.
That is a pilot. My dad's my mom.
No, I can't come out because my dad's masked. Sorry.
I wish I had a femme.
I would love to be, out, but my dad
is gay, but he's masked. My dad's a total top, so I could never.
So that's the story.
That is the
story. Okay.
So if he's being weird today, it's because his tonsils.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, that's just a story about hooking up in a car.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell
you. But he wasn't driving.
One time I hooked up in a car.
He wasn't driving. It was in a marina.
One time I hooked up in a car. It was parked. And when we got out, it was surrounded by deer. There's like 12 deer watching us in this meadow.
That's what I love about nature. It's kind of like
corny.
It's kinky.
Yeah.
We were like, get in here. We've been looking for a third.
into group with deer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all animals are like into group.
Yeah, that's really like their thing. There's no privacy out there.
Yeah.
There's no privacy. Privacy out there.
Privacy.
If you're an animal, you have to be into
privacy.
Okay, that was amazing. Are you obsessed? I hope you enjoyed part one. Make sure you tune in for part two of our convo this coming Wednesday.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.